Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurant, a restaurante in Peabody. Have you been to the restaurant downstairs? They've got a lot of great food down there. The garlic bread is amazing downstairs at Daniela's. Hope to see you there. If you are in the neighborhood, swing by when it's socially distanced appropriate. We're getting there, folks. We are doing the best we can. Yes, I know there's a lot of frustrations right now with the rate in which this vaccination is coming out across the country. We'll get there. There's always going to be some bumps in the road, but let's keep our fingers crossed, folks, that we make some progress and we move forward. I mean, it's going to take a while for everybody to feel comfortable reconnecting with one another, seeing each other in person, gathering in large groups. We're not there yet. We know that for sure. But even once we hit some critical mass of people being vaccinated, it may still take a while as well. But here's some financial advice in a language that you can understand. I think we would all agree that a year from now, certainly a year from now, things are going to get back to much more normal. I mean, you'll feel comfortable going on a vacation. You'll feel comfortable going perhaps to a ball game or to the theater. And I certainly hope it's far sooner than that. But right now, while people are still worried about it and people are still wondering, these companies, these lodging facilities, these vacation outlets, these resorts, they want you to come and they want you to start planning your vacation. Why not? Why not buy your tickets now? These resorts are offering some extraordinary discounts. Airlines are offering extraordinary discounts. And unlike times before where it was difficult to request a refund or make changes, the whole hospitality industry has become so accommodating in light of COVID that you could go ahead and start making reservations now for, let's say, the fall of 2021. And if something happened, if something had to change, it's no big deal. You can unload it. But to be able to structure a reservation right now, to put up some money and make a commitment to a resort, to some airlines, you're getting some bargain basement prices. Because I assure you, once people feel comfortable that they're ready to go back out and vacation again, that they're ready to fly again, that they're ready to go to conferences again, that they're ready to go to Disney World again, wherever it might be, those prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up fast. Because, folks, we still live in a world where there is supply and demand. Right now, there is not a great demand for people to hop on a cruise ship or to fly to London or Paris. But there will be that demand. And when that demand is greater, the price goes up. But while the demand is down right now, and I'm not saying you have to travel in March or April, but perhaps the summer, perhaps the fall, being able to book those trips now, resorts are taking your reservations for both 2021 and 2022. Look, you've saved a lot of money this year. Most people certainly have because, frankly, we didn't spend any money. We got takeout. We ate in. We didn't go out like we used to. We didn't go to all sorts of events, and we saved some money. You deserve something. You deserve to be rewarded for your participation throughout this pandemic. Reward yourself. Reward the family. Invest some money into an experience. Now, that experience might not be clear just yet what it would look like, but get the bones of it. Get the basic framework, the resort that you want to go to, the airline package that you want to get. I would really start looking at that for the fall and perhaps even the summer of this year. Look, summer camps are already planning to invite people back to camp this summer. Resorts are opening up. Look, I'll be very honest. My family went to Disney World 2 weeks ago. Yep, that's right. We went to Disney. Hopped in a plane. We went to the park, six of us. My oldest daughter didn't go. It was just my four other kids, Laura and I. We went to Disney World, and I'll tell you, folks, it was a great experience. Now, was Disney World the Disney World that you and I are familiar with if you've been there on the past, where it's crowds of people and parties and fireworks and parades and big shows and large gatherings and tight spaces and all that stuff? No, that was not the case at Disney World. Instead, it was so well managed that you felt so incredibly safe in Disney. I felt safe on the airplane too, but in Disney I felt safe. Why? It's because Disney has this thing called the keys to the kingdom. There are four elements that make sure that no matter the situation, there is a set of standards that they must follow under all sorts of circumstances. And the number one, there are four keys. And those keys, by the way, at Disney World, and I've learned this through the Disney Institute and the Disney Leadership Program, it starts with safety. Safety is one, efficiency is two, courtesy is three, and the fourth is show. So what it says is no matter what, the number one most important thing when somebody goes to Disney World is safety. And you felt that all over the park. It wasn't just in certain segments of the park. It was everywhere. You know, when you go to Disney and you stand in those long queue lines, or for instance, when you go into the Haunted Mansion, if you've been in the Haunted Mansion, they invite everybody in, that group of people goes into that round room that stretches and you're all in there, wall to wall, people looking up. Well, of course, that didn't exist at Disney. There was no pre-show rooms. You would just walk right through. And in fact, when they lined people up, as we all are familiar with lining up at so many rides in Disney World, those lines weren't inside the buildings anymore. Those lines stretched outside, and they were winding all around the park with 6-foot distancing in each segment for the families. And if, you know, sometimes you kind of queue up and you're going back and forth. Well, they didn't have back and forths that were right next to each other. There was always that extra 6-foot space. They planned for this so well. And you were always reminded to make sure your mask was on. There were people walking through the park reminding you if you didn't have a mask on. And frankly, it was a rarity when I didn't see somebody might have had to be reminded to pull their mask up over their nose. But everybody had masks on. In fact, it was a fashion statement. There were so many different types of masks and so many different types of approaches. Folks, we have made the best of a very difficult and challenging situation in America, actually throughout the world. And I think we should be rewarded for how we have all worked together. Yeah, there will always be the outliers. The outliers are what gets shown on the news. You never hear the stories on the evening news that 117 planes landed safely at Logan Airport today. No, what they'll talk about is the one that came on and bounced a little bit too much, or that there was a problematic person on one of the airplanes. We're not very much focused on hearing the good news. It's who can sensationalize one part of a story to just blow it so far out of proportion that it worries people. Folks, we're getting through this. We are managing it. And we talk about the three W's that I've taken from Joanne McGinnis. I know she talks about it on her show, Caring Voice. The three W's of wash your hands, watch your surroundings, and wear a mask. That's it. We do those things, and we are going to find a light at the end of this tunnel. So I'm here today, live in studio, back after 3 weeks of being away. We are live in studio, and I'll be here all year here at North Shore 104.9, beginning my 8th year here on the radio. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And if you've got a burning question, a burning thought, anything that you'd like to share, if you want to call in today, I'm here to answer your calls. Phone number here is 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Now, I got a bunch of things that I want to talk to you about today. First of all, we've got, hopefully on Wednesday, and I fully expect this to go through flawlessly, we're going to have a new president. Joe Biden is going to be elected president on January 20th. Donald Trump is going to be gone out of the picture. We will talk about this stimulus package that Joe Biden introduced a couple days ago. I'll talk to you about what I think is going to happen and what I think will not happen. But who knows? One of the things my father's always told me is there's two things you never want to see get made, and that's laws and sausages. And a stimulus package is a law that goes into play, and the way that that gets made is very, very ugly. So we will talk about the stimulus package that he's looking to roll out. I also want to talk a little bit about what's gone on in the markets, because this past week, chances are you received your December 31st statement from 2020. And you may be looking at it and saying, oh my goodness, how is it possible that I ended up with this number after such a tumultuous year? And some people may be more or less pleased than what they have. Let's try to explain and understand why you got the results that you got, and how to prepare for the upcoming year and years to follow. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Another thing I want to share with you, though, and I talk about this, I've talked about this a couple times, but I finally got the real letter because my son got it. There is something that's called the John and Abigail Adams Scholarship. And that scholarship allows for individuals who have done well in school to get free tuition at any state school here in Massachusetts. Well, Corey got that letter. Corey, my son, who's a senior. And I want to read to you this letter, and then I want to get your reaction as to how much you think that tuition really is. Don't get me wrong. It's great that kids get scholarships. Great that they get this. But something tells me that there's something lost in the wording here. So we're going to get to that. All right. So in a minute, we're going to take a quick break. But when we get back, like I said, we're going to talk about a few things. But before that, I want to remind you about our free weekly newsletter that comes out. Because our newsletter this week had some very interesting information about what to do if you didn't get your most recent your recovery rebate credit. Remember early on, there were some checks. People got a $600 check just recently. There were $1,200 checks before. What if you qualified and you didn't get the check and you're still wondering, how do I get the check? Well, we explained how to go about requesting that rebate in our newsletter. If you want to get our newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out every Friday at 10:30. We started doing that in March of 2008. And it continues to land in your mailbox every Friday, 10:30 in the morning. You want to get it? Go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. You'll see it says sign up for Planning Pointers. Put in your name, your email address, drop us a comment if you'd like, and boom, next Friday, you get the newsletter. All right, when we get back, we'll talk about the markets, we'll talk about the stimulus, we'll answer your questions, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
Gloucester's Azorian Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, for inside dining and for takeout. Azorian's restaurant and bar areas are huge, so the 25% capacity limits guarantee that you'll be well spaced out to enjoy your meal. Feel the difference when you dine at Azorian. Call ahead for weekend specials, highlighting the freshest seafood available, flavorful Mediterranean dishes, and more. Call 978-283-5500. Reserve your table or order takeout online. You'll always love the Azorian. Details at AzorianRestaurant.com.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to shop local this month. 'Tis the season of giving, so the heck with everyone else. Gift yourself a bottle of our Christmas ale, now available. Place an order for pickup on our website or just walk into the brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. You can also buy all of our year-round beer and many different seasonal beers in cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. The brewery is open for to-go beer only Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. For more info or to place your order, please visit Gentile, G-E-N-T-I-L-E, brewing.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is January 17th, 2021. 2020 is in the rearview mirror, but we are moving forward. We are looking forward to a great year ahead and great decades ahead. We've gone through some serious challenges here in America, across around the world. This pandemic has really brought America and the whole world to its knees to really stop and think about how we work together as Earth, as the whole world here. And it's really remarkable to see how well scientists, when given the resources, can come up with solutions. And now we just need to implement those solutions and get ourselves back to the real world. Will we have learned a lot? Sure we have. Sure, we've all had to adapt. And but it's getting a little challenging now. I think, look, we're approaching 1 year on this. And I think we're all ready to start to reconnect with one another. And we just have to hang tight and be patient. But we are going to get there. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above, I was almost at Alto Forno Restaurant, but it is Daniela's Restaurant, right on 41 Cross Street. We are operating out of our office a few days a week in the office and then a few days from home. We are seeing some clients in the office with masks, of course, but the Zoom technology has really allowed us to be able to connect to clients, to share screens, to be as interactive, frankly, as possible, whether it's for new clients, for existing clients, answering your questions, whatever it is that you need. So if now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, if now's the time to say, you know what, it was fun for a while working with a whole bunch of different types of financial professionals or doing it on my own, and now it's time to get serious, I hope you'll give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or learn a little bit more about us on the website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. All right. So here's the deal. All we've heard about when you think about the market is a lot of individual stocks that have done very well over the past year. And some of those stocks are all names you know because they're technology stocks and they were all benefactors of the stay-at-home, if you will, the stay-at-home model. Think about stocks like Peloton, Zoom Technology. These stocks all benefited because we were staying at home. We weren't going to the gym, so we said, all right, let's find a exercise equipment that connect us and allow us to participate still as part of some kind of a community, though virtually, but do it at home with a quality piece of equipment. And Peloton did very well, has done very well. You take a look at Zoom technology. I mean, how many of you have not participated in a Zoom call? Probably the whole world has participated in a Zoom call. So those stocks and many others have just shot up. There's another stock like Tesla, for instance. Tesla has had an incredible year this year. But why is Tesla doing, why is Tesla's value worth more than Toyota and Ford combined? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Now, it's really interesting to me is I just got a text as I'm talking to you that my 24-year-old daughter is actually listening to the radio show this morning. She heard me just mention Peloton. And she said she can't believe that I'm talking about Peloton. I can't believe that my 24-year-old daughter is up actually listening to her father on the radio. So I think that's kind of interesting. Anyways, so like I said, there's certain stocks that have really taken off, but others that haven't. So when you hear about performance this year, when you hear about performance in the stock market, you have to wonder to yourself, was I invested in the right place? Well, one of the things that you, I think you know that I tell people is I would not be encouraging you to start investing big money into individual stocks. That's not where we should be doing, unless you want to be speculative. I think our best approach is to invest in mutual funds, index funds, exchange-traded funds, where there's some professional management, where there's diversification, where there's liquidity. All of those things very easily attainable. But one of the things, you've heard of the term called asset allocation, spreading your money out into different asset classes. Now, that's different from diversification. Diversification means I've got five different stocks, and they could be General Motors, Ford, Tesla, Toyota, and Mitsubishi. That's diversification. Is that asset allocation? Uh-uh. Because you're focusing on five stocks in the same sector even. But even if you were to pick five stocks like Apple, Dunkin' Donuts, Tesla, Bertucci's, and I don't know, Disney. Is that diversification? Maybe, but it's still significant risk because you're living your life on five companies. When you're buying a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund or an index fund, what you're asking for is diversification within the mutual fund. But when you buy multiple mutual funds from that focus on different areas, now you have asset allocation. So one of the big ways to separate asset allocation is to look at two components. One is called value, one is called growth. And when people think, well, I talk about blue chip. We talk about blue chip stocks. What's a blue chip stock? Or an S&P 500 investment. Well, an S&P 500 investment is buying the 500 biggest stocks that trade. Now, everybody wants to know how they're doing compared to the S&P 500. Well, it's kind of hard to do that. And let me explain to you why. Because the S&P 500, you might think, is 500 stocks, you divide each of them equally by 500, and boom, that's your average. Well, folks, sorry, that's not how it works. The S&P 500 is a weighted average where the larger companies get more benefit or loss when it's going down than the, some of the smaller ones. So it's weighted. So let's say Tesla or Google or Apple is certainly far larger than, say, I don't know, Bank of America. I mean, they're larger companies. And so they're going to get a larger weighting when stocks go up, when Tesla goes up, or when Google goes up, or Apple goes up. The S&P 500 might move a little bit more because they went up rather than a stock like Boeing or Bank of America or whatever else it might be. So it's not even. But here's the other thing. Sometimes when we look at the S&P 500, we can see what's being benefited. Is it the growth investments or is it the value investments? And over the past couple of years, growth investments have done far better than value investments. But many people say, geez, Mark, if I'm going to invest in the stock market, if I'm going to invest in blue chip or really high quality investments, I want to make sure that I'm getting a dividend. So dividend paying stocks generally fall on the value side. So let me give you a little example of something. I have this report that I get daily. I'm actually showing it here on the screen. It's in black and white because the printer here doesn't print in color. But I know what it looks like. So what it tells me is I pulled up the year-to-date report. And the year-to-date report shows something that's really, really interesting. On a one-year basis, the S&P 500, 1 year, was up 18.4%. That's through December 31st, 2020, and this is a report that I get from LPL Financial. Now, would you be happy with an 18% return? Sure. I mean, I certainly would. You know, when we're building portfolios for our clients, we're looking to achieve somewhere between 6 to 8%. That's what we're looking for. 18.4% in the S&P 500. Great return. Now, remember, in order to get that return of 18.4%, you would have had to have all of your money invested on January 1st of 2020, not taken any money out, not added any money at any point during the year, and just let it ride. So remember, you started off doing just fine at the beginning of the year, and then your investment, if you were 100% in the S&P 500, in March, you dropped roughly 35%. So your $100,000 investment was now worth $65,000. Now, did you have the stomach to hold on? If you did, not only did you recoup what you lost, but you gained 18% even more. But here's what really happened for most people, because nobody invests 100% of their money in the S&P 500. Some people say, well, I want to have a portfolio, but I want to have a little bit of growth. I want to have a little bit of value. So if you took the S&P 500 and you broke it in half, and you said, let's put 250 stocks in the growth side, 250 stocks on the value side. How did we do? Well, here's how we did. The 250 that fell on the growth side was actually up 38.49%. Whoa, 38.49%. That's a lot. That's a lot, a lot. How about the 250 that fell on the value side? 2.8%. Huh. So you look at those two and you get to around 18% or so. That's how the S&P 500 came up with that number. But what you shouldn't be concerned about, now what I'm worried about people doing, is people are going to look at the value side of their portfolio and they're going to say, wow, my value investments did significantly less than what the S&P 500 did and what my growth funds did. That maybe I should get out of my value funds and push them all to growth. That, my friends, is the biggest mistake you will make. Because what you're doing is you're reacting emotionally and not rationally. There are times, there are always times when growth will outperform value and value will outperform growth. So let's think logically here. What is the likelihood that the subscription of the subscription list of Zoom users is going to grow at the same pace it grew over the past year? My guess is they've probably maxed out by now. What's the likelihood that people will continue to buy Peloton bicycles when the gyms open back up? What's the likelihood that we'll continue to just buy online when the malls reopen, when we want to regather? My feeling is that many of the growth stocks and the growth investments that we own have really exceeded, far exceeded expectations. And those who are investors in those securities have done well. And that's not to say that they won't continue to do well, but will they continue to do well at the pace they've been performing? I don't think so. But what I do think is that many of the value stocks, the value funds that have been ignored, the financials, the energy stocks, the heavy equipment stocks, those are likely to benefit. That's what I think. I think there's a lot of opportunity on the value side, certainly in the next couple of years, more so than there is in growth. Now, does that mean that we lift out of growth and move into value? No. But what it might mean is that we rebalance. And that's where rational thinking comes into play. Let's say you had a portfolio, and I'm just using this as an example, where 50% of your money was in value investments and 50% was in growth investments last year, at the beginning of 2020. And now, because growth has done so much better, now it's 70% in growth investments and 30% in value investments. And you're all excited because you've seen how much money you've made. Do you have the wherewithal to logically look at your portfolio and skim some of the growth off and away from what you've made, that extra 20, because I said, remember, we went from 50-50 to 70-30. Could you take 20% of your gain and move it to the value side? Now, that's rational planning. But the emotional willingness to do it is far more difficult. But when you look at things rationally, look, you're excited that you made money. But remember how you felt when the market dropped 35%? That wasn't feeling so good either. What if we could smooth out those bumps? And that's what rebalancing is all about. It's about smoothing out the bumps. Really, and it's doing it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about weekly or monthly, but maybe twice a year, you'll look at the portfolio. Many people ask us, Mark, how do you do this? Do you look at our portfolio on a regular basis? Well, let me give you the answer to that. We have 450 households, a little bit more than that now. We manage close to $500 million in our office. So the average household has roughly, I don't know, $800,000 with us. What we do is we look at the investments in aggregate that our clients own. And maybe there's 80 to 100 investments that represent a large percentage of the holdings within our clients' portfolios. Everybody has a unique portfolio. We're not just dropping you into some cookie cutter model. But we look at those 80 to 100 investments and we follow those daily. Has there been a change? Has there been something that is out of whack that has caused the investment to change? Is the manager still there? Have they left? Are they making big bets on any one particular investment or another? Are they trading more often than not? And if those are changes, we can make wholesale changes to all of our clients' portfolios. But we have to consider taxes, of course, especially if it's in a personal account. We need to touch base with you to say, hey, there could be a tax liability if we were to make a change. What do you think? But then, so we're looking at those investments on a regular basis. Then we look at your investment account, your personal portfolio, at least twice a year, where we say, is there something unique in here that we need to do? And oftentimes, as much as people might like intuitively to want to see something happen in their portfolio, the best advice is to do nothing. Yeah, I know that's really strange, but we're in a period of time right now where rebalancing is very important in our clients' portfolios because we need to make sure that we don't go through wild gyrations in a market. We know there's going to be bumps. There's going to be bumps along the way. But if we can take out the extremes, all the better. And we need to report that to you. We need to get that off to you. And so that's why we look at value and growth as both being incredibly important components of a portfolio. Even though growth has been driving the market over the past couple of years, we need to make sure that we are including value stocks in our portfolio. That is very important. All right, we got to come up on a break in a minute or two. I also want to remind you, when you're thinking about your investments, let's not ignore an allocation to international investments. Folks, now is the time. I mean, as we become more of a digitalized society, we need to make sure that we are focusing on international investments as well. There's a lot of great stuff that's going on. And the other part that I think is really interesting to look at is this term called ESG, environmental social governance. It's a different type of investing. It's making sure that the investments that you buy have some sort of conscience to the investments. And that's really important to a lot of folks right now. Some people is, I don't care how I make my money. I just want to make the money. And other people say, I want to make money, but I want to do it through some type of an ethical filter. ESG, that term, which used to be called social responsibility, a socially responsible investing, was a big part of investing, a big talking point. Nobody really jumped on the bandwagon too much. But I think the direction of ESG, environmental social governance, is something that is also something that you're going to want to look at in the future. All right, just a reminder once again, we put out a newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your mailbox every Friday at 10:30. Go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. Put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will start getting it Friday at 10:30 in your mailbox. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to take a look at this stimulus package that Joe Biden has rolled out. I'll let you know what I think about it, what I think is going to happen, what I think is not going to happen. But hey, I'm just a guy. What do I know? We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Car can be frustrating. Where do you go? Who do you trust? And who has the best price? 40 million used vehicles were sold in the United States last year. We understand your concerns and anxiety at Micho Mitsubishi in Danvers. We have 150 used vehicles in stock, fully reconditioned with a warranty. We're a family-run dealership with 10 service bays.
Dad, what does that mean?
That means you can buy a used vehicle with confidence and we back it with a warranty. If you don't like the vehicle, bring it back within 30 days. We'll exchange it for another one of equal value. Everyone has their favorite breakfast spot. We want to be your favorite used car spot. We guarantee the best price, guarantee our vehicles are serviced, and we give you a warranty. We take care of our veterans, our local community, and we'll take care of you. My name's Kevin Micho. I guarantee it.
We are your feel-good dealer, Micho Mitsubishi.
Italians are so happy. You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yebba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery. Dine like one big Italian family.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Good morning and welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since, get this, 1968. Yeah, my father started the firm back then, April of 1968. I joined the firm in 1991 after graduating from Babson College. That's actually when my father graduated as well. I joined in 1991. My father then retired in 2007, where I took over the firm. Marion Gilman, who is my business partner, joined us in 2000. So she's celebrating her 21st anniversary with us this year. And Marion and I continue to run the company with 450 households that we serve, about $500,000. half a billion dollars of assets under management and financial planning advice to every single family that we serve. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll give us a call. We're scheduling free initial consultations right now. We are a couple weeks out right now with our appointments just because it's getting a little bit busy. But if you'd like to request some information about our firm, you want to learn a little bit more about what it means to be a client of Friedman Financial and how we work with you, we'd be happy to send you one of our information kits. And those kits are also made available, and a lot of information about our firm is available at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. One of the things that I know so many people enjoy, and they tell us this all the time, is that our website is not one of these cookie cutter branded websites. I mean, everything that is, every word that you see on that website is something that we wrote, that we designed, that we put together to reflect what our relationship looks like with you. We know working with a financial planner is a big decision, but it's an opportunity for you to connect with somebody independently who's a fiduciary, who takes a look at the big picture of your financial life and weaves your situation into the world that we live so that you can achieve the goals that you want based on the resources that you have. And sometimes it takes a lot of work to get there. Sometimes you find, though, and more often than not, believe it or not, more often than not, many of the people that come to see us find that they have more resources than they possibly thought they had, and they just hadn't thought about how best to use them to support the life that they want in retirement. That's what we look towards. That's what we want to really help you with. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, give us a call. We'll send you a kit. Phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us, of course, on the web, like I said, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. In the last segment, I mentioned the term Peloton. And I don't know if my computer was listening or whatever, but I just got a story. I said that I was going to talk about Joe Biden. I'm going to talk about Joe Biden in the stimulus package in this segment. And I mentioned Peloton before. So as I'm kind of scrolling through, Googling, this story comes up. And it says, "So long, Peloton. Joe Biden may need new exercise equipment when he moves to the White House." This is a story on CNBC. And it was kind of interesting that it popped up because, Peloton has been such a success story. A way for people to connect within the community. And apparently Joe Biden is a regular Peloton user. But apparently there is some concern that he may have to ditch the Peloton or modify it where he removes all of the connectivity components. It says here, I'm trying to read the story here as I'm doing this live. He might have to rip up the mic, the camera, and all the networking equipment that connects it to its cycling classes. There's concern that some people could reach into this and connect through. It's kind of interesting how technology works, isn't it? Anyways, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing that popped up on my computer at the same time when I was talking about that stuff as well. But as you well know, last week, Joe Biden rolled out a $1.9 trillion economic rescue package. And this is in addition to the rescue package that was launched just a few weeks ago where many Americans got a check for $600. And if perhaps you've received that already. Where many people saw their unemployment benefits extended with a different amount of money, of course. But here's what's important in this rescue plan that Joe Biden has reached out with. Now, is this all going to come into effect? My guess is no. But there's a few things that I do think will happen and other things that I don't. So let's talk about what I do think is going to happen. Right now, the plan calls for another $1,400 per person to eligible recipients. Now, that $1,400, of course, would bring us up to that $2,000 check that Congress was pushing for a month or two ago. Everyone got $600 that was eligible. And so now Joe Biden is saying, let's give $1,400 more. That gets you to the $2,000. I think that's going to happen. Now, there's income limits. There's all sorts of criteria in order to qualify. But I do think that check's going to go out. In addition, he's talking about raising the unemployment benefit check, that pandemic unemployment insurance check, that people were getting the extra $300. Remember, years, months back, you were getting $600. It's now $300. He wants to raise it to $400. Will he get that? Maybe. Maybe is $100 the big difference here? Perhaps. But I bet that's a negotiating plan. They do want to extend it out so that you'd continue to receive this until September, though. So we'll see what happens here. The big one that I do not think is going to happen is the one that some will be concerned about and others will say it's no big deal. And this is, he wants Congress to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and to end the tipped minimum wage and the sub-minimum wage for people with disabilities. I think that's going to be a tough one to get through. And that's because what you and I may not realize, I mean, when's the last, how many people do you know that earns a minimum wage check? Perhaps one of your kids, a student. My son, Corey, who works at a fish market in North Andover, earns minimum wage. And minimum wage, by the way, up until December 31st, was $12.75 in Massachusetts. And starting January 1st, it jumped to $13.50 is the minimum wage check that he's getting. And by the way, next year in 2022, anybody that's making a minimum wage job will get $14.25. And then in 2023, it will be $15. So Massachusetts has amongst the highest minimum wage and minimum wages that are out there. So businesses can prepare for that. But what I did was I ran a report that looks at minimum wages across the country. Across the country, what do those numbers all look like? Well, let me try to run some numbers by you to give you a sense as to what this all is. So here's one. In the state of Florida, minimum wage last year was $8.56. Effective September 30th of 2021, that minimum wage will go up to $10. So think about this. Imagine paying your employees $8.56. And then being told through a new stimulus package through Joe Biden and the entire Congress that it's going to go from $8.56 to $15. That's almost an 100% increase in pay. Now, if you're an employee, you're thinking, yay. But if you're an employer, your payroll costs just doubled. So basically, you're taking money out of your cash flow in your small business to accommodate your employees. But your employees were operating on $8.56 an hour in Florida. Maybe that wasn't possible in Massachusetts, but in some areas in Florida it was. Look at some of these others. Connecticut, Georgia, is at $5.15 an hour, but some of them go to $7.25. In Idaho, it's $7.25. In Pennsylvania, $7.25 is the minimum wage. West Virginia, it's $8.75. Wisconsin, it's $7.25. In the Carolinas, it's $7.25. In Missouri, it's $10.30. In New Hampshire, just over the border, it's $7.25. $7.25 seems to be the standard right now for so many states. Could you imagine that going from $7.25 to $15 and how that would impact the way so many small businesses operate? Man, that would be tough. Tough. And I worry about how small businesses could survive if the minimum wage was federalized at a minimum $15. I understand it in certain regions, certain parts of this country, but to do it across the board, I think that would be a disastrous mistake. Disastrous. But that's my opinion. And what do I know? I'm just a guy on the radio. I'm a guy that's been providing financial planning advice in a language you can understand for, I don't know, 29 years now. But it's my opinion. And everybody will have an opinion. I think we need to support. I would love to see some type of a larger check going to people who weren't able to work. I think we've got to figure out a way to give large amounts of money back to the performing arts community. Not just the Kennedy Center. Seems like the Kennedy Center has been a fine beneficiary of some of these stimulus programs. Well, what about the local theaters here? What about the performing arts? What about Broadway? What about all of that stuff? That's where money needs to get invested so we can put resources there. I also want to see money put into infrastructure. If we can build roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, improve the infrastructure here in America, that gives a lot of people jobs. It improves this country. It stabilizes the country. That's where I want to see these dollars going. yeah, Joe, give him the $1,400 or the extra money that you wanted to give. I think that's fine. I think we need to really support folks that have struggled. But there are a lot of businesses, believe it or not, that have thrived through this pandemic. There are those that have struggled. There are people who have struggled. And we need to find that balance. It's not an easy job. It is not an easy job for anybody. And I don't think anybody has failed here. I just think we all take it personally. And we all see it through a certain lens. It is a tough job to see it from that 100,000-foot view that serves everybody. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to introduce you or remind you again about this letter that I got from the North Andover High School from my son, Corey, that talks about the John and Abigail Adams Scholarship. It's a scholarship that's provided to students that do very well, and it provides free tuition at any state school here in Massachusetts. But wait till I tell you the end of the story. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to shop local this month. Tis the season of giving, so the heck with everyone else. Gift yourself a bottle of our Christmas ale, now available. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk into the brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. You can also buy all of our year-round beer and many different seasonal beers in cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. For more info or to place your order, please visit Gentilly, GentilleBrewing.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's a delight to be back live in the studio for 2021. I took a few weeks off. You got some of our best of shows, and I've got all sorts of great things lined up for us as we head into 2021 and begin to emerge, hopefully, from this pandemic in the months ahead. If you're eligible for a vaccine, please take it, folks. Please take that vaccine and take both shots. Just don't take one. Take both of them. Let's continue to wear our masks, wash our hands, and watch our distance and be aware of our surroundings and stuff as well. That is very, very important. We're going to get through this. Let's hope to see if we can get, I want to go to a Celtics game again. I want to go to a Red Sox game. I want to go to the theater again. I want to go out for dinner with large groups of people. I want to go to birthday parties and bar mitzvahs and weddings and all sorts of celebratory events. I want to go to my kids' graduation. I want. We all want to do these things, but we have to be diligent and be responsible right now while we get through this critical period over the next few months to get people vaccinated. When that opportunity presents itself to you, please say yes. Please get vaccinated. But you know what? I'm willing to be at the bottom of that list. I'm happy to get vaccinated whenever it's available to me. But if there's somebody that needs it more than I, please get that vaccination. I want to give it to you first because I'm feeling pretty good right now. And there's a lot of people that have their comorbidity issues, whether they're elderly, whether they need that support. If I would hate to step in front of somebody that needs it more than I do. So please get your vaccine. All right. As we all know, last year, with the pandemic, schools had to change everything. There were no graduations. There were no proms. It was just a pretty terrible period of time. And hopefully we can get to something that emerges a little bit different as we approach June. But this is a period of time right now where a lot of kids, seniors in high school, are beginning to apply for colleges. They're starting to apply for scholarships. They're even hearing back from some colleges right now. Well, years ago, the state of Massachusetts implemented this program called the MCAS test, M-C-A-S. And it was a test really to judge people's proficiencies in a few different areas of understanding, and to really also test to see how the schools were doing as well with their students. Well, this past week, I got this letter from from North Andover High School. I'm going to read part of it to you. Hold on, I'm going to put my glasses on here because, you know, I'm getting old too. All right, it says, on behalf of North Andover High School, I'd like to congratulate you for qualifying to receive a four-year John and Abigail Adams Scholarship upon acceptance to a participating Massachusetts public institution of higher education. You are one of 106 graduating seniors to qualify for this scholarship. And it says the John Abigail Scholarship is a merit-based program that provides a tuition waiver for up to eight semesters of undergraduate education at Massachusetts State Colleges. So many people might hear that and think, oh my goodness, my son or daughter just earned free tuition at a Massachusetts State school for eight semesters. Well, I know we're up against the clock, so I'm going to race to tell you what the tuition cost is at these schools. So get this. This is the letter that came to Corey. He was one of 106 students eligible for this scholarship for a tuition waiver. Tuition waiver. Waiver meaning go away. No tuition. No cost. If he chooses to go to UMass, first he has to be accepted there, of course. But if he goes to UMass, free tuition. And that tuition is equal to, get this, $1,575. What? Are you kidding me? Tuition at UMass is $1,575? I would have thought it was a lot more than that. Folks, take a look. Take a look at other colleges around other states and see what their tuition cost is. We're buried in fees and charges. It's a little sneaky, but congratulations to Corey and the other 106 students who did qualify for a scholarship nonetheless. But I just wanted to bring it to your attention. But I also have to get out of here. I got to make room for Scott Whitley and Wicked Bites. I know he's got a great show lined up today. If you're hungry, tune into Wicked Bites. I got to get out of here. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.